Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
As you said, Walter, evolutionists don't want to talk about this. Is that kind of how they deal with the creation viewpoint today?
For decades, evolutionists really don't address creationist stuff until they have to, until somebody passes a law somewhere saying they're going to teach creation in schools, and then suddenly evolutionists find their tongues and start addressing the issues. They didn't address it at all, the creationist material, until in the 1980 when creationists in Arkansas passed a law to teach creation science. And then there was a trial, and then it lays low for a while. Evolutionists don't talk about creationist stuff until another law is passed. And so what evolutionists are doing is using the courts to try and settle scientific issues. They're using a judge somewhere to try and settle scientific issues. I don't know any scientist anywhere who would agree with that as a way of settling scientific issues. This is wrong, okay? Yet that's what they do. They also, evolutionists today, for decades, have been going, if you don't publish in our peer-reviewed journals, then we don't have to pay attention to you. And oh, by the way, we're not going to let you publish in our evolutionist-controlled peer-reviewed journals. So they don't feel they have to address what creationists are saying. So for decades, the pattern has been like this. Evolutionists encourage each other to not debate the creationists. We have them on record saying that many times. When they do debate the creationists, it's usually oral. It's usually a public debate somewhere, and it's oral, and it's not, and you'd have no record of it, basically. So it's as if the event never happened. And the third leg of their approach is when creationists have books and they try and get them into libraries somewhere, like a public library or a high school library, evolutionists fight and generally fight successfully to keep creationist books out of the libraries. It's amazing. Just go to your public library and try and find some books on creation science. You won't find it. Now, I say that's wrong on all levels. All three legs of that are wrong, wrong, wrong. Evolutionists should actively debate their opponents outside of school. Evolutionists don't do that. And because of that, there's errors that have been in textbooks for decades that evolutionists know are wrong. The evolutionary leaders know they're wrong, and yet they're taught in the textbooks. They're taught in public schools for decades. Creationists are shouting about it, saying, no, no, this is wrong. And evolutionists don't discuss it. They just keep on teaching it for decades after they know it's wrong. And that, again, is not how science or education should work. We need more openness. We need more debate outside of public school. I think creationists can win that debate if evolutionists will ever engage. I think creationists can win it. And what people listening today, what they can do is one simple thing, put pressure on evolutionists to address the issues. Do it in writing. Do it publicly. Make both sides of that debate available, widely available in libraries where you can find it.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.